This is Ian Dayborn
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Basically, what we want to do is we want the youngsters to use their imaginative skills, be creative, and think about the different kind of workplace that one day they will be occupying. So why do these workplaces exist? What is their purpose? And at the end of the day, what would they like to see going into these workplaces? So this is looking at all sorts of workplaces, so right through from hospitality, office environments, school environments. I want them to get really creative about what they want to see in terms of the equipment that goes into them. How do people interact within these spaces?
So they can be as creative as they want.
Yeah, the more creative and wacky the design, the better. All they need to do really is they can either draw something freehand, or if they've got access to a computer with, you know, CAD software, or, you know, paint, something like that to actually articulate their design in their head. Get it down on paper, send it across to us, whether that's a scan or a file or even just a photo of the design. And then we're really interested as well for them to just put up to 100 words, a description of what that design is showing and how that workplace is actually going to work.
And I guess this is a perfect opportunity, if we've got any teachers listening, it's a great project that they could set the kids to do over the half term period.
The final deadline for the entries coming in is the 24th of February. So they've got that time over half time to work on these designs. But we've had a great response so far from individuals themselves, but we've also sent this around to schools within the area. For parents as well, it's a great interactive thing where they can sit down while they're doing homeschooling at the moment as well. The competition itself is going to be split into three categories. First category will be from ages 7 to 11. Next category up is 11 to 14. And then the final one is 15 to 18. And there's prizes for all three categories. So first prize is £150 worth of Amazon vouchers. They also get to choose a charity of their choice, which will donate £50 to that charity. And then the school or college will also award them £150 worth of Amazon vouchers as well.
I want to talk a bit more to you about COEL and what they do and how office spaces are changing. But before we do that, I did ask you to let me know a song that you would like me to play. What song and why?
Daryl Hall and John Oates, You Make My Dreams Come True. So me and my lovely wife now, we were supposed to get married in June of last year. COVID obviously had other plans for us, so our friends very kindly put together a video montage of some of our best moments together and had this as the backing track.
Daryl Hall and John Oates, You Make My Dreams Come True. It's the choice of Ollie Lewis reminding him of his wedding last September to Chloe. COEL are one of a number of partners involved in the competition. You've got Bidwell's in there as well, Alia Future Business Centres, as well as Cambridge Science Centre. I started to notice, I suppose, a few years ago, these collaborative workspaces, places where you go, where you don't have a sort of regular desk or anything like that. It might not even be your office. It's just an office you can use. Is that how working is going in the future, do you think?
This year we've seen a huge transition from office space itself and people's requirements for what the office needs to be. So there was already a trend of agile working coming in over the past, you know, 4 or 5 years anyway, where employees wanted a lot more flexibility over where they worked within the office. So whether it was a hot desk where they could touch down over a fixed desk or a modular office, breakout spaces where, you know, you make the office a much more enjoyable place to be, make it much more homely and move away from, you know, this corporate feel where you're stuck at a desk for 8 hours a day. You know, you've got these modular offices, you know, open it up into much more of an open plan space, and, you know, really encourage that collaboration and integration between teams and colleagues. Obviously, since COVID's come along, we've seen a huge transition away from, you know, face-to-face meetings and that sort of thing, where the technology's enabled us to have video calls and to work remotely. So we've seen a big shift in the requirements for companies over the last year. And I'd say that COVID's probably sped up this agile way of working.
This is what COEL do, isn't it? You collaborate with your your customers, your partners. You create office spaces that are enjoyable to work in.
Some companies, especially a lot of tech companies, where they do want much more of a leisurely feel, where you've got table tennis tables, pool tables, big auditoriums with bank seating that's just set up for gaming and video time. You'll see that, and then other spaces that you go to, they'll want much more of a corporate feel.
And what about beanbags? Still popular, or is that very last year?
Beanbags may have served their time. We're not getting so many requests for beanbags these days.
I'm going to let you get back to your beanbag, and thank you for being my guest.
No problem. Thank you very much, Ian.